This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
That is our toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. That's the number you can call to get on the air and talk about whatever you like. Maybe you're really happy with all our politicians. Maybe you're completely disturbed. Maybe you want to talk about vaping. Maybe you just want to talk to somebody. It doesn't matter. This is an open phones show. You don't have to talk about what we're talking about. We're going to bring some things up because we find them interesting and compelling. But that doesn't mean you can't change the subject. It's easy. Just call us again, 855-450-FREE, or hit us up on Discord. Discord is a very cool app. You can use it to contact the show. Just load the Discord app, use your high-speed internet connection, your quality microphone, and you will sound like you are right here in the studio with us. And the us in studio tonight is myself, Chris.
I'm Ian.
And I'm Nobody.
And I'm not happy.
No, what happened?
I hate to start out a show
by saying
I'm not happy. Well, as you know, I quit smoking cigarettes. I've been a smoker for 35 plus years.
Wow.
That's a long time to be addicted to a substance, and I've tried. I tried a number of things to try to kick this habit. The thing is I know some things about cigarettes. For example, I found out that they're going to kill me.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, they really are. That there's tar and nicotine and thousands of chemicals in cigarettes. And I'm not a stupid person. I know that these things are going to kill me. But unfortunately, once you get addicted to something like nicotine, you're kind of stuck. So you're going to do whatever. You can try to quit. You can try cold turkey. You can try other programs, and they all have varying rates of success.
Mm-hmm.
But the best success is found by easing you off with some sort of nicotine alternative.
Like the patch.
Like the patch.
Back in the day.
Had a better level than, a better success level than just trying to quit cold turkey. And the latest thing that's kind of hit is there was e-cigarettes, and I was...
These are a decade old now, at least.
Yeah, and I bought them a decade ago. I tried
Did
e-cigarettes.
You?
Yes,
so you tried, like, the initial
The version? Initial version, the initial brand, the first one that came out and hit the U.S. market, I had it.
Hmm.
And I wanted to use that, and all I can
it
say...
It sucked.
It did suck. The flavor wasn't great. It was supposed to taste like a Marlboro.
Yeah, they had the tobacco flavors, which are disgusting.
That was all they had, and it really tasted more like pipe tobacco. It didn't do anything for me, so what did I do? I found myself going back to cigarettes. Just right back where I started from, except with less money, because I had tried these things. So a decade goes by, and I start to think, well, maybe vapes have improved. Maybe if I've given it 10 years, maybe I shouldn't be dead set against this. Maybe I should try it. I've read some things. They're supposed to be safer than, burning smoking going into my lungs. Let me give it a try. And I did.
Mm-hmm.
And what I found was the flavors that I had been making fun of. These silly flavors.
Strawberry.
Blueberry. Yes.
Bubblegum or whatever.
They taste better than tobacco.
They do. And initially I was thinking, no, I want it to be familiar to me. But what that did was just made it easy to go back and smoke a cigarette.
Mm-hmm.
But when I completely changed the flavor profile of how I was getting my nicotine, my whole desire completely ceased. I have no desire to taste something that tastes like a cigarette.
Anymore.
Huh. Mm-hmm. But that to me was the big thing that got me to move off of cigarettes. and it was the flavor.
So you must be a kid.
I must be a kid.
Because only kids like flavored vapes. That's what the FDA says.
That's what they do say, and that's what Donald Trump says. Unfortunately, that's not what the only, like, officially sanctioned government body that's ever looked at this stuff, and that's the UK. They've done a lot of research, and they're seeing 15% reduction in total use of cigarettes. Mm-hmm. From smokers across all age groups, but we'll get into that. Of course,
people forget that we have tools to solve these problems. That's what they invented the guillotine for.
Yes. And
some cuts are going to have to be made.
Well put. This story comes to us from CNBC. Trump administration readies ban on flavored e-cigarettes amid outbreak of vape-related deaths. My gosh.
Now, interesting that they continue this lie of vape-related deaths when actually they know what caused these deaths. And it's not anything that anybody ordinarily vapes. It's vitamin E that was introduced into THC cartridges, not nicotine cartridges, that were sold on the black market, not the white market.
Unbelievable. So I've read up on this, and we have a story we might get to, but it turns out that as Trump declares, the war on e-cigarettes.
The war on us.
Trademark. That's going to be the name of this new war. Let's declare war on something that is helping people. According to the UK, their National Institute of Health, or whatever they call it in the UK, they've done a lot of research, and their estimates, which they released again today, they said, our position hasn't changed. Vaping represents a 95% reduction in harm over smoking cigarettes.
But that's not good enough for Donald Trump.
Donald Trump's going to make it 100%. No, it's going to make 0% because it's just not going to work out.
Well, if it just saves one child's life.
Yeah, at the expense of...
Yeah, because the child starts smoking cigarettes instead of flavored vapes?
Exactly.
How's that going to save a child's life?
It's insane.
Well, they're going to argue that the flavoring is actually getting young people addicted to nicotine who otherwise may not have tried cigarettes.
Well, whatever moron says that has obviously not tried nicotine, because it's nicotine that gets people addicted to nicotine.
I think one of the most interesting things I read on this was a doctor saying, we need to stop demonizing nicotine. In other words, nicotine doesn't cause cancer. If you ask 10 people on the street, they will tell you what's in cigarettes that causes cancer. Well, it's got nicotine. Nicotine doesn't cause cancer. Mm-hmm. Let me repeat that for you. Nicotine does not cause cancer.
But what is the smoke?
The smoke, the tar, the 6,000.
Well, that and the radiation that is released from burning organic material. Tobacco smoke is lightly radioactive, and that's not good in your lungs.
That's probably not.
Just about any burning vegetable matter is lightly radioactive, so the fact that marijuana smoking does not cause an increase in lung disease is only because you're smoking something that has sufficient curative powers to offset the damage that is done by any smoke that you inhale.
Now, I want to be clear here. I'm not going to stand here and say that vaping's good for you. It's not.
No,
there's got to be some ill effect.
I have non-smokers borrow my vape, and I'm like, why would you want to do that? You don't smoke cigarettes. You're not quitting anything. Leave it alone.
Right. but as an alternative, it is certainly a better alternative. We're going to get into the UK's, which they just released, demystifying some of the myths around these. For example, e-cigarettes give you popcorn lung. E-cigarettes are not...
Now, that's not impossible, but popcorn lung is something that they've encountered. The reason they call it popcorn lung is it is something that they've encountered with one particular flavor that they put in the artificial butter that they put in movie popcorn. It's not unbelievable that there may be a flavor that will cause you problems, but that doesn't mean that all flavors will cause you problems.
There may be. Are you in favor of the government now that, you know, cigarettes are going to still be legal, but my God, we got to do away with flavored vapes. They might help someone quit smoking cigarettes like they did me. 855-450-FREE.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six- and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has helped for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That's our toll-free number. That's the number you can call to get on the air and offer your 2 cents on any topic you like. Right now, we're talking about Donald Trump and his way of saving the children. He's going to ban flavored vapes, the same thing that your humble host used to quit cigarettes after 35 years.
Donald Trump is the greatest Democratic president in history.
He is one of the top progressives, certainly.
Definitely.
Yeah, and I say, I think he's found a way of making socialism popular again. He's brought
and making
socialism.
Gun grabbing popular.
That's
I'm
right.
arguing with right wingers all the time who are
wow.
telling me why gun grabs are great.
Exactly. Bump stocks. Oh, we got to support all kinds of things like that. We're
no, they come to take your bump stock. You're supposed to bump them in the head.
We're going to get back into the CNBC story. This is Trump administration readies ban on flavored e-cigarettes amid outbreak of vaping-related deaths.
An outbreak.
Outbreak, yes.
Outbreak.
to put this in numbers, the sheer numbers of what these things have caused, they have caused 6 deaths
mm-hmm.
to date.
15 people die a year in the United States from falling icicles.
Really?
Falling icicles,
that's,
yeah.
That's a good
every year.
Stat.
Ban them.
Yeah, ban icicles.
Ban ice. Ban water.
We're going to go ahead with this. The Trump administration is preparing to ban flavored e-cigarettes as federal health officials call for restrictions to combat an outbreak. Yeah, heard it here. 32nd time, an outbreak of a mysterious lung disease that has sickened hundreds and killed at least 6 people.
According, by the way, to the CDC, which is the government's own agency, 480,000 deaths per year are attributed to cigarette smoking. That breaks down to about 1,300 and change people dying every single day. And this is 6 in what period of time?
A few years? Been a few.
Well, it depends on how you count it, because it's 6 within the space of a month, but it's also 6 within the space of a decade.
Right, the first 6 the entire time vaping's been around.
Well, exactly. Yes. So you can count it any way you want to. It depends on how far back you want to look.
Yeah, unless we get another 1,000 keeling over in the next week, I'm not going to consider this an outbreak.
No, and even then, it's not an outbreak. It sounded to me when this first came out.
Well, outbreaks are also communicable diseases where I would be shocked if it doesn't turn out that this particular incident comes down to one manufacturer.
Mm.
Because what are the chances that more than one manufacturer is going to suddenly decide, let's put vitamin E in our vapes?
I think it may be available, from what I read, and we'll get into that a little bit more, but this substance in question, vitamin E acetate, is used as a thickening agent in some of these oils in vaping for marijuana cartridges and things like that.
Right.
I haven't heard about it that much in vaping, but it's possible. And
I've never heard of it existing in vaping. If it was put in vape juice, people would be dying from that too, but it's not happening.
Well, we don't know. And that's the whole thing. They're sitting here. I'm going to
Every one of the dead people has been traced to a THC pen that contained vitamin E.
I wonder what the brand
There's
is.
There's at
that.
Least one of those associated with every dead person.
I've seen.
They may have vaped other things.
And Rolling Stone has a good article that discusses that and talks about the dangers of vitamin E acetate and how a lot of these producers knew, why are you using that? That's crap. That's gonna that doesn't. It's cheap. That's why it is. And I could see a couple different manufacturers actually using the same cheap product to make their product they'll sell for more money, but I could also see all of those companies going out of business once word gets out.
Well,
that
now
it
hold
kills
on.
People.
This is black market vape product, okay? Right?
I've heard that.
Right, that's what I. It's my understanding as well.
Well, it could be produced by white market companies in China, I think.
Could be, but it's still something that's part of the underground. And so, you know, you can definitely point to prohibition as a problem here.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, if cannabis were illegal, then it would be harder to find black market vape cartridges. I'm not saying they'd go away completely, but it would be a lot harder to find, especially because the price of the legal product would go down, and the people who are manufacturing the legal product, you know who they are, you can trace the product line, whereas when you buy from a black market dealer, you don't know where he got those from.
And even so, if you, you don't know where he got them from. So what keeps manufacturers honest without, if there isn't any regulation, is the tort system. Okay? If somebody gets hurt by a defective product, they're going to go back and they're going to sue the supply chain. But the fact that a market is black means that they have to obscure the supply chain.
That's right.
You can't know the whole supply chain, and that means you can't hold them to account.
Correct. In fact, these vape, the black market vape cartridges, you can get legitimate vape cartridges on the black market,
right.
But there are fakes as well. And so that's what these allegedly were. Now, it's not clear. I have not heard which brand was being faked, but I have heard that there are black market dealers on darknet market sites that will actually sell you fake brand name boxes that you can then use if you are an unscrupulous person who's manufacturing your own cartridges. You can then act as though you're selling dank vapes. I've heard dank vapes are one of the brands that is questionable because the boxes are just available. You can just buy these empty boxes and you box up your own, you know, you're making your own, whatever it is, the juice or that goes into the oil, I guess, in that case. And then you you package it up in a cartridge box and act as though it's an actual dank vapes box.
Yeah, well, I saw those, I think they were Brass Monkey boxes that ended up containing cartridges that were not Brass Monkey cartridges because they didn't have the brass color. That's the trademark of the brass. I'm not going to say who brought them, but
I don't recall that.
And you're talking about marijuana vape products.
Yeah.
The same thing has happened to some degree in tobacco in nicotine cartridges. I was reading about
knockoffs.
It was another manufacturer, a big manufacturer, but they were changing their packaging and upgrading their their security measures so that people that were selling these other brand just empty cartridges could not do so.
Huh.
So, you know,
that's interesting because I haven't seen any black market nicotine vapes. I've never seen that.
I haven't either. I think they're more concerned with black market pods, just pods that they didn't make and that fit their devices.
Okay. I have seen the knockoff Juul pods.
Right, and those certainly abound, but this is not the right way to address the issue. Let the market address the issue.
This isn't going to do anything to stop illegal cannabis.
It's going to force the supply chain underground so you can't sue them.
855 450 free. What do you think? Is this good? Bad?
Well, I want to hear what they've proposed.
Exactly. This is Free Talk Live.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion. Located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty. Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge. Featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Bros, Jeff Berwick, and many more this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
Do you wish you made more money or the same money on less hours? Do you wish you could do whatever you wanted in your dating or relationship life? Do you wish you could go wherever you wanted, whenever you wanted? There's another way to live. I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income, location-independent businesses, and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The Democratic-led U.S. House Judiciary Panel approves along party lines to start what the chairman calls an impeachment investigation. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
Democrats on the panel claim that the vote was necessary to set parameters for how impeachment proceedings would be handled. The chairman of the panel is Democrat Jerry Nadler.
Under the procedures outlined in this resolution, we will hold hearings and allow us to further consider the evidence against the president.
The ranking Republican on the panel, Doug Collins, called it an unnecessary step designed to just keep the word impeachment in the headlines.
Today was simply to get you all here to cover something that is really, frankly, a snooze fest.
Former FBI Director Andrew McCabe could face charges for lying to investigators regarding the Hillary Clinton email investigation. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-453. That is our toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. That's the number you call to get on the air and tell us what's on your mind. Right now, we're talking about Trump's vaping ban. But first, I wanted to tell you about local.bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com has announced a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposits, remittances, or just meeting in person with cash. There are no requirements. You don't have to provide your ID. You don't need anything like that to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com. To get started trading Bitcoin Cash, that's local.bitcoin.com. In studio, we have myself, Chris.
It's Ian.
And I'm Nobody.
And we've been talking vaping, and we've talked about everything except what Trump plans to do when he says we're banning it. The Food and Drug Administration is currently finalizing its guidance to remove all non-tobacco flavors of e-cigarettes, including mint and menthol, from the market within 30 days.
Don't you love how these bureaucrats can just go ahead and completely prohibit a product without even having to go through Congress?
No, they don't. And this isn't nothing has passed Congress. There's no law. There's nothing even for Trump to sign. He just tells his buddy at the FBA, I want this done.
You remember how the Republicans screamed when Obama ruled by executive order?
Oh, yeah.
Watch Trump rule by executive order and watch the Republicans, the lying, manipulative Republicans, say nothing.
Yeah. Nope, they're completely. It was interesting. I went online this morning. I was checking news. I was like, I wonder what Fox News has to say about vaping.
They're all about it, aren't they?
They did not have. This is well into the day. There was not one word, not one story.
Didn't cover it.
Didn't cover it, at least not on the front page. Maybe it was buried somewhere. But a couple of searches, you know, for different terms, vape, vaping, nothing on Fox News's front page.
Wow.
So because
now, that implies that they also haven't been covering the people who have been dying.
Well, they probably don't. At least there wasn't any news about it on their front page today. What that tells me is Fox knows their audience. You know, they're good American Trump supporters, and they don't want to put something out there that's gonna make Trump
look like a complete
hypocrite, and make every Republican look like a hypocrite for supporting somebody that supports arbitrary bans.
Well, every Republican is a hypocrite who supports the Democrat Trump.
Well, you're either with Trump or you hate children, guys. So clearly, you hate children.
Yeah, it comes down to that.
Or the two, I'd rather hate children than love Trump.
Again, the Food and Drug Administration currently finalizing guidance to remove all non-tobacco flavors of e-cigarettes, including mint and menthol, from the market within 30 days. Excuse me, that seems like a really short period of time. Companies might...
I think we need to remove the government from the market within 30 days.
We could do that.
They've clearly become dangerous, and they've killed way more than 5 people.
Absolutely.
Companies might be able to reintroduce their flavors at a later date as long as they submit a formal application and receive approval from the FDA.
So the FDA is going to let them sell the products with flavors if they give them more money? Is that what that means?
Oh, it's a shakedown.
Oh,
nice.
There will be some considerable filing fees and
such. But at least it's a Republican shakedown and not a Democrat shakedown.
It's
because Democrat
be
shakedowns are socialism, you know.
Right. Republican shakedowns are business as usual. Vaping companies such as Juul have been criticized for hooking children on e-cigarettes with flavors such as mango and cream. You know, when I was
Trump
growing up...
Trump has been criticized for hooking Republicans on socialism.
This is interesting. So, yes, Juul has been accused of hooking children on e-cigarettes.
Now, yeah, outside of the middle school with free vapes they were just handing out to the kids.
Absolutely. Giving them...
That was
actually, in the grocery stores, they hit the mothers up. Be sure to include one of these in your
children.
Lunch.
Because otherwise I'd have to love Trump. Sorry, kids. But
guys, how do you do? I don't know. When I hear the word children, I have an age in mind. I think of, you know, up to maybe 8-10 years out. After that,
yeah,
they're kind of preteen, they're teenager.
Right. A child is.
Well, the government says we're not really grown till we hit 30.
That's
so
what they say.
They get to treat us as children till then. And since, you know, they can't treat 30-year-olds and 50-year-olds differently, that would be age discrimination amongst adults, they just have to treat the whole human race as children.
Like children.
There you go. The surge in underage vaping, which U.S. health officials have labeled as, quote, an epidemic, unquote, is one of the reasons why they plan to ban them, at least until the FDA can thoroughly review their safety and their amount of money they have to spend.
And just to review, kids, an epidemic is something that happens with an infectious disease that's passed from person to person. You can't Nobody decided to get the Black Death. I'm gonna go down to the store and get myself some Black Death today. Yeah, that's not how any of this works in an epidemic.
Hey, there's a rat who doesn't look real healthy. Let's play with him.
Yeah.
It's insane. Quote, the Trump administration is making it clear that we intend to clear the market of flavored e-cigarettes to reverse the deeply concerning epidemic.
Wow.
This word, so
ridiculous.
Cheap, of youth e-cigarette use that is impacting children, families, schools, and communities, unquote.
See, the importance of the word epidemic, though, is by referring to it as a disease, it allows you to dehumanize the people involved, because this isn't people choosing to vape.
They're victims.
It's the disease that's choosing for them to vape.
Those quotes were from Azar, who, again, is the head of the FDA.
Well, clearly you can't make a choice. You're a child. They can't consent to anything.
Exactly.
We will not stand idly by as these products become an on-ramp. Heard that word before, right? An on-ramp to combustible cigarettes, which we still are legally allowed to smoke and encourage, or nicotine addiction for a generation of youth. Okay. Nicotine.
And this is the Health and Human Services Secretary saying that, Alex Azar.
This idea that nicotine is addictive. No, nobody questions that.
Mm-hmm.
But the United States loves to demonize nicotine. While nicotine never caused cancer in anybody, nicotine is not a cancer causer. All the smoke that you get with a cigarette, that causes cancer. Nicotine just makes sure you come back and make sure you get enough to kill you. Or you choose to vape. And I chose to vape. It's amazing. And it's interesting to see doctors on the continent, you know, in Europe, that say the same thing. Why is the U.S. so dead set on vilifying nicotine? It is what it is.
Well, when the U.S. government becomes intent on vilifying you, the question becomes, what industry's toes are you stepping on? And, you know, usually in the case of drug users, well, they're getting demonized because they're stepping on Big Pharma's toes, you know. The vape people, they're getting demonized because they're stepping on Big Tobacco's toes.
Oh, absolutely. Even though Big Tobacco is a big player in the nicotine vape market. I mean, Juul, they are partially owned by Philip Morris.
And wait till you hear what their spokesperson has to say about it.
I can't wait. 855 450 free. What do you think? Should the government try to regulate something again? This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient and Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to blackriflerealestate.com. That's blackriflerealestate.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. Hey, if you have heard us talking about cryptocurrency here on Free Talk Live, I want to tell you about the Edge Wallet. The Edge Wallet is, I can't compliment it enough. I installed another one today for a user. He learned to use it. He actually set up his account in like 30 seconds because there's not that much that you need to do to hold, sell and trade your cryptocurrencies securely, and that's a big thing. It's user-controlled. You own your money. There is built-in support for Bitcoin, the original Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Stellar, probably more. We probably want to look at this because I think they continue to add cryptocurrencies. It's a veteran Raven team. Coin.
Does it do Stellar tokens yet?
I don't think so, not yet.
Okay. Maybe not, but it does Ravencoin. That's a popular one around here, too. It's a veteran team. They've been building since 2014. Their tagline is secure your freedom. We at Free Talk Live want to help you secure your freedom and get into cryptocurrencies. Check out edge.app. That's edge.app.
I heard a cool story about an unusual form of usage for the Edge wallet. Normally when we talk about cryptocurrency wallets, we kind of talk about it as, this is your wallet. Okay, right. Yours, it's yours, you control it, it's all about you. Well, what I heard today was that there's a local convenience store here, and they sell vape accessories and supplies and, you know, tobacco and drinks and, you know, things like that. It's a convenience store. It's called Corner News. They've been taking crypto since 2013. They were one of the first real-life businesses, I think, to do that.
Absolutely.
And so the story is that in the downtown Keene area, and this store is right in the heart of downtown. In fact, it's not far from the homeless shelter, the private homeless shelter in downtown Keene. And there's a little park where some of the homeless folks tend to kind of hang out called Railroad Square. and they shop at Corner News. Well, apparently the homeless community has taken to cryptocurrency. And this is according to the owner of the store.
This blew me away.
And this is two people have now relayed this story to me because they went in and the owner told them about this.
Wow.
So I haven't talked to her personally, so this is hearsay, but I buy it because we trust the people that have told us the story. And so apparently what's going on is the homeless person doesn't have their own phone for whatever reason, because a lot of homeless people do. They're not paying rent, so why not?
Right.
But for the ones that don't have phones, apparently they have acquired an Edge Wallet account. Because remember, Edge Wallet is username and password based.
Right.
So you don't have to have 12 or 18 backup words and go through some arduous process to restore a wallet. So what they're doing is they're coming in, getting the stuff that they want to buy, tobacco or whatever, cigarettes, and then they're telling the owner, hey, can I use your phone so I can pay for this? And the owner is then giving them, because they're probably regulars, she probably trusts them to hold
her
phone.
I would suggest that if you're going to do this as a store owner, you get yourself a tablet
phone,
that you don't use for anything else, because letting people touch your phone is a bad plan.
Well, nonetheless, though, right. An interesting thing. So what's going on is they're then using their Edge username and password to log into their Edge, paying for their products, because again, they got any pay there. It's easy to pay with crypto at the store. They're paying for their products. They're handing it back to the owner at that point. And when they come back in, Edge remembers the usernames that are already on the phone, so then all she has to do is just, oh, here's Joey, you know, select his account and give it to him. He puts in his 4-digit passcode or whatever to access the account, and he gets to pay his bill. I was blown away by this.
I found that completely fascinating.
Yeah.
I mean, who would have thought that the homeless would begin to adopt cryptocurrency?
Now, it seems like it might be a good idea to introduce, because you might find people who have flip phones, but mm-hmm. not smartphones. That might be a good use case for the
text
service you were talking about.
Yeah, that's a good point. My question was, what is the preferred cryptocurrency
of the homeless?
Which do they like? Do they
that's a good question.
Dash?
Wouldn't it be great
like
if, you know, all of a sudden some whatever it was went 100x and they could all get homes?
That'd be amazing.
Well, yeah, and then, you know, part of me, that was my real thought was, wow, if they do actually end up with some excess and they keep it around, we've all seen what cryptocurrency prices can do, and it can be pretty amazing. Not all cryptocurrencies take the path of Bitcoin, and some don't, and some have good returns, and that's... Now we'll have crypto investors on our streets in Keene. I think that's cool.
Yeah, very cool.
We've been talking about the Food and Drug Administration's plans to ban all non-tobacco flavors, except including mint and menthol, from the market within 90 days. 30 days, I'm sorry. You found something else that...
It's coming up in your story.
Oh,
I have it pulled up here, and it's like two paragraphs in. It's Juul's official statement about this.
Got you.
Now, Juul has already voluntarily done this, but were we on the air when we mentioned that Juul is owned by Big Tobacco?
It's partially owned.
Partially owned?
Altria has 35% ownership.
And
it's a couple down from where you are, but
right. So again, companies may be able to reintroduce their flavors at a later date as long as they submit a formal application. Vaping companies such as Juul have been criticized for hooking children on e-cigarettes with flavors such as mango and cream.
We already covered.
We did.
That.
I'm just trying to jump ahead. Label an epidemic. One of the reasons.
Yeah, just jump down to the next.
Yep.
Next paragraph.
Quote, the Trump administration is making it clear that we intend to clear the market of flavored e-cigarettes to reverse the deeply concerning epidemic of youth e-cigarette use that is impacting children.
Yeah, we did
families.
That one, too. Sorry, Chris.
That's all right. Schools and communities.
This
was, again,
about the children.
A czar. It could take the FDA several weeks to develop the guidelines, as czar told reporters outside the White House with acting FDA Commissioner Neil Sharpless. I'm not making that up.
He's not the sharpest knife in the drawer, is he?
Commissioner Sharpless. shares of Altria, which owns a 35% stake in cigarette company Juul fell by less than 1%, while competitors PMI Group, Japan Tobacco, British American Tobacco, and Imperial Brands rose by between 1 and 3% in midday trading. A Juul spokesman told CNBC on Wednesday, quote, "We strongly agree with the need for aggressive category-wide action on flavored products. We will fully comply with the final FDA policy when effective."
Now, so the big tobacco Judas goat,
yes, they,
is begging for the industry they infiltrated to
no,
be.
No, this is Juul's statement. Juul was not a big tobacco company. Altria bought shares in Juul later.
Oh,
so
okay.
Juul created their business on flavored products.
Sure. And now
they're saying, well, we totally agree.
But they canceled all their flavored products. You can't get them in stores anymore.
That was
you
not their choice.
It was their choice because
no, that
other
was a regulatory
companies are,
move.
Really?
Yeah.
How could they do a regulatory move that affected only Juul and not the companies that still make flavored substitutes? I'm pretty sure it was a voluntary thing.
It was
a
political
move. I think
what
they did is they're stepping in so that they can speak for the vape industry. And just buying that 35% share would
or maybe they did it to try
them.
To preempt what the government was
they did. They saw which way the wind
That's
was blowing. Now, what Juul does, this has been played out so many times, is we're big, we are bloody wealthy, we got more money than we need, we're going to beg for regulation. That will weed out all the other competitors to us. Who don't have as deep of pockets as we do.
Mm.
So that's where Juul's going with that.
Now they're going behind the scenes and probably going to lobby the FDA to make the regulations as friendly to their preferences as possible.
Of course they are. Azar said they want to keep tobacco-flavored e-cigarettes on the market for adults who may be using them to quit smoking. Well, excuse me, Mr. Azar, you moron. I smoked for 35 years. You think I want to go back to something that tastes and smells exactly like the product that I'm trying to quit? Why? Who could see sense in this?
Have you lost your mind?
The FDA has embraced e-cigarettes as a less harmful way for smokers to satisfy their nicotine addiction than smoking cigarettes. Skyrocketing numbers of minors, bear in mind, started using the products, forcing the FDA to reverse course.
Those darn kids.
Unbelievable.
It's all their fault.
This is unbelievable because half of it's lies and the half of it doesn't make any sense. 855, 450 free. What do you think? This is Free Talk Live.
Warning, this is a privacy alert. You are being spied on right now, as I speak, by your phone. If you want this to stop, visit GoDarkBags.com and we'll show you how elite military units protect themselves and how you can too. GoDark Bags are lab tested and guaranteed for life. Visit GoDarkBags.com now and enter discount code FTL to save 15%. That's GoDarkBags.com. Discount code FTL. Your privacy depends on it. End transmission. Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces, even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen.
oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.